Hey there, podcast fam. Welcome to the iTexas FinTech Talk, where we dive into the cutting-edge world of financial software development. I'm Ulad Abramo, and I'll be your guide as we explore the latest trends, insights, and innovations that are transforming the financial industry. Whether you're a financial institution looking to innovate or just curious about what's shaping the future of finance, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Today, we're tackling the million-dollar question. Well, actually, the $10,000 to $200,000 question. How much does it really cost to develop an MVP in 2025? You know what's fascinating? Every week, I meet brilliant entrepreneurs with amazing ideas. And their first question is always about the budget. Always. Let me share something surprising with you. Last month, we launched a digital insurance marketplace MVP for $85,000. Guess what? It's now processing 1,200 insurance quotes daily. But here's the kicker. Another company spent $300,000 on a similar project and failed to launch. Why such a huge difference? That's exactly what we break down in our latest article. We've analyzed over 200 MVP projects. We've crunched the numbers, we've identified the patterns, and we've discovered some pretty interesting stuff about what really drives MVP costs. Let me give you a quick preview of what we found. First, location matters more than you think. The same MVP could cost you $200,000 in Silicon Valley or $80,000 with our team. But it's not just about hourly rates. Second, we've identified the hidden costs that nobody talks about, those sneaky expenses that can blow up your budget if you're not careful. And third, this is my favorite part. We're sharing real case studies, not just theoretical numbers, but actual projects, like that eWallet MVP that went from 0 to 50,000 active users in 6 months. In our full article, we break down exact cost ranges for different types of MVPs, where you can save money and where you shouldn't, real examples with real numbers, and most importantly, how to avoid costly mistakes. Here's what makes this guide different. It's based on fresh 2025 market rates, not outdated data from 2023. Not theoretical estimates. Real current numbers. If you're planning to build an MVP in 2025, you need these insights. Head over to itexas.com/blog to read the full article. We've included interactive cost calculators, detailed breakdowns, and actionable strategies you can use right away. Before I sign off, here's a quick tip. The most expensive MVP isn't always the best one. Sometimes it's quite the opposite. Want to know why? Check out the full article at itexas.com/blog. The link is in the show notes. This is Ulad Abramo signing off. Keep innovating, and I'll catch you in the next episode.